Good morning, Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. Really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, I'm Melissa King with Kingwood Decor and Laser. We're a decor woodworking business here in Fort McMurray.
Okay.
We use our laser and CNC machine to make products. My husband also helps me. He's have a woodworking hobby. So we kind of incorporated that into a small business.
That's awesome. And so how long have you guys been doing this for?
Well, my husband's been woodworking for like probably 20 years okay. as a hobby, but we moved up here like 4 years ago. And just as the pandemic hit or whatever, I lost my job online.
Okay.
So I was like, well, I think I might start making signs.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So where did you guys move from?
We moved from Newfoundland.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so when you guys moved up here, it was for work opportunities,
yes.
I'm assuming.
Yeah, my husband got a job, yeah.
Yeah. And what part of Newfoundland?
Eastport area.
Okay. Central. And so now that you moved here from the East Coast during the pandemic, what an odd time to move.
Yes.
What was that like for you trying to get like associated and like kind of put your foundation in a new community?
Well, it was hard because we couldn't even get out to see anything. We were here, I think, 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still in a rental and the pandemic happened. So
yeah.
We're on a little rental and we had to try to buy a house and things during the pandemic, so
yeah.
That was a little bit difficult.
Very unique.
Yeah.
I would assume, though, because you're from the East Coast, you must have friends and family here that you knew of prior to.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of our friends and family are up here, yeah.
Yeah, you couldn't go visit them, unfortunately, during that time frame.
No, that's true.
So with the products that you guys are making, like I understand they're wood, but
yep.
like what does that mean? Like is it like a plate? Is it a chair? Is it a table?
Like we make charcuterie boards. We make like signs. Cut a lot of things out of laser, gifts. We're doing little hat holders right now for Father's Day.
Okay.
Do a lot of custom signs and stuff for people.
Okay.
Yeah, we also do like epoxy in the boards.
Well, what does that mean?
Like the epoxy is like the plastic that you'll put in the wood and make it colored.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, so.
Okay, and how did you get into this?
Well, like I said, my husband's a woodworker, and I would be out there just like fooling around, and we need some decor for our house, I guess, and I just started making it.
Nice. And so the equipment, like the, you said CNC machine and like the laser, is that something that your husband was aware of because of like what
no.
he does in the industry?
No,
or?
No.
Okay.
That was just me. I was like, I need a laser and I'll be able to start a business.
Okay. And how did you know that?
I don't know. I just seen like a little advertisement for a laser, and I'm like, you know, I think that it's almost like a Cricut, but more advanced.
Okay.
So I started off with just a little one, and now we got two like commercial lasers, and I've got a commercial CNC.
Cool.
Yeah.
And is that like where in the house have you decided this is gonna like take up the real estate? In the garage. Okay. So your husband kicked you in the garage versus the other way around.
Well, we kind of share the garage if we can.
Yeah. Okay. That's wild. And where is this equipment coming from? Like you're seeing it online, but where do they ship it from?
I've got it from CanCam Canada in Ontario.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. And so now that you have these machines and
yeah.
you have like a crafty mind. How are you coming up with the products that you're making? Is this something that you're influenced online from, or are you talking?
Online, or customers will ask. Oh. I guess they see stuff on like Pinterest or anything, and sometimes it's like, oh yeah, I think other people might like that as well.
Nice.
Yeah, I guess it comes from a lot of different places.
Cool.
Facebook a lot of times.
Yeah. And now we are in a certain location, so I'm assuming you can find your products here.
Yes, my products are here.
And how long has that been taking place for?
They've been here now for like 2 months, I think.
Okay, and prior to that, it was all online?
Mostly online. I'm in a couple other locations around town.
Where?
Corridor.
Okay.
Yep, and I was at Hair Fair.
Okay, so that's good. So people can find you in a bunch of different areas.
Yeah, or always on my website.
Yeah, and so with the website, did you make that? Did your husband make it?
Yes.
You made it?
Well, I'm from a multimedia internet development background, so.
Oh?
Yeah.
Explain that to me.
I did a course on design websites way, way back.
Mm-hmm.
But, so it comes in handy. And I also used to be a professional photographer, so that kind of comes in handy with the product pictures.
Oh, do you still take any, like, outside of, like, your product? Do you still do photography at all?
I don't really have time, but...
And when you learned about photography, like, what medium were you learning on?
What do you mean?
In regards to digital,
digital.
Was it camera?
No, digital, yeah.
Digital cameras?
Yeah, I used to do stock photography.
Oh, interesting. How did you get into that?
I don't know. I just started submitting to, like, Shutterstock. And then I became an employee of Shutterstock. I worked for them for 15 years. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What, please go into as much detail as you can with that. Oh. That's amazing.
Yeah, well, that's the job that I lost that brought me here.
Okay, so when you're working for Shutterstock and you're doing the photography, so did they give you like assignments of, hey, we're looking for this, or like?
Well, I was actually doing the photography. Just I would take like pictures of just objects and stuff and sell it, like the craziest things would sell.
Yeah.
But then I became a reviewer and worked like from the company reviewing other people's pictures.
Interesting. And so when you're reviewing images, like what were you looking for?
I like the quality and if it's appropriate and things like that.
When you say quality, for somebody like me who has no idea what that means,
just like if it's not just a snapshot, it got to be like a professional, well laid out picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so how many people would be submitting images to you?
To the company, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, millions, yeah.
And so you just have to look and skim through all of
it? Yeah, like there was a team of us doing it, yeah.
Okay, and so, wow, that's just, I could talk to you about that forever. I find that fascinating, but that's not what we're here to talk about.
But that gives me the background in what I'm doing, because I can do the design, the photography, the website. And then my husband has been teaching me the woodworking.
Yeah.
And now we have our daughter working with us, too. Yeah.
How old is your daughter?
She's just turned 18, and she's graduating this week.
From what school?
Holy Trinity.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's going on this week? What are, like, the big ticket items that you or events you're going to?
Oh, we got a lot of graduation stuff, we're going to graduation on Thursday or Friday.
Okay.
Just 2 days, yeah.
All right. Is there a party? Are you throwing it? Is she going to it? Like,
I think there's a skip day today, but...
Yeah, I remember skip day also.
Yeah.
And where did you guys get her dress from?
Edmonton.
Edmonton. She must be super pumped.
Yes.
Yeah, and so grads for you too. You must have a dress. You're getting ready for the event. Yes? No?
No. I'm going, yes, but...
Oh, you didn't, like... Because no, I know I'm my not, mom was... Yeah. Crazy about
really?
It.
Really?
Oh.
I'm not a dresser-upper type.
My grad was my mom's grad, basically. She's just like, oh, this is going to be fun. This is an event, because in McMurray, back in the day, because, like, I grew up here, right? So there wasn't all these galas and things to go to. So for my mom, who, like, grew up in an environment where they went to events and there was things to go to, anytime there was something to dress up for in Fort McMurray, she made sure she was getting ready for it. So although I had to get my suit and everything ready to go for grad, my mom's like, oh, I need to get my dress ready because, like, people are going to be looking at me as well. So Holy Trinity, why did she pick that school to go to?
I just picked it when we moved here.
Oh, that was just close to your neighborhood?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Where we're from, we just had one school to go to, so,
yeah,
you know, so, we didn't have a choices.
Yeah, Fort McMurray's pretty diverse.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So now that she's 18, about to graduate, what do you think she's going to get up to next?
She's thinking about going into nursing.
Okay.
Yep.
awesome program at Keanu for that.
Yeah.
So she can stay, like, at home, and then the hospitals there can kind of
get
her job back. Okay. And as far as back east, where you guys are from, any thought process of going back there for travel, or potentially, like, this is somewhere we'd like to be long-term, or?
We go back to visit, but I think Fort McMurray is going to be home finally. Nice. Our son just bought a house here.
Okay.
So...
how many children do you have?
Three.
Three children and 18?
18. My son is 22, and I got a 10-year-old.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're a busy lady.
And the 18-year-old just had a baby. So.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so we're planting down roots. This is an awesome community, so.
Why do you like it here so much?
I don't know. It's just a sense of community here. I don't know. We've lived in a lot of places across. Like, we lived in Alberta. Down like Cochrane, and it's just not the same. It's just not the home feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is just like being home to me.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Tanner tapped his watch. That means we're out of time.
Perfect.
Perfect, she says. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
I'd like to give a shout out to K&K Mining. Contact Trish, she's awesome.
Okay.
That's it.
There we go. Awesome.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Thank you all for your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace. There you go.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.